From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is struggling to keep foster care caseworkers on the job. The state reports a turnover rate of 50% in 2024. Why does the state have such a high turnover rate, and what's being done to fix this? WBHM's Noelle Annan talked with people in the industry here in Birmingham to find out. She explains what she found to WBHM's Kelsey Shelton.
Okay, the state turnover rate is at 50%. How long has this been an issue?
So the state's turnover rate has been spiking since 2021. Back then, the turnover was roughly 46%, according to Nancy Buckner, Department of Human Resources Commissioner. Just 2 years later, that number jumped to over 60%. As of now, that number is back down to 49%, which is an improvement, but it's still not great. This rate actually just sits right in the middle of nationally reported turnover in this industry. The nonprofit Child Welfare League of America reported in 2022 that turnover rates are typically between 23 and 60% across private and public welfare agencies. I spoke with people here in Birmingham who have experience with the foster care system, both as a foster parent and as a foster child, and this high turnover rate has a pretty direct impact on families in the system.
So tell us more about how this has been impacting them.
I met with Taylor Hansen, who grew up in the foster system. Her and her two sisters spent 6 years working through the court and foster care systems, and altogether they had 16 caseworkers.
I mean, sometimes there was times where I would meet with them once, and then the next time we'd have another meeting, we would have a different caseworker.
Caseworkers pass off information to each other when they hand off cases, but there's only so much a packet can do. Hansen had to repeat her story a lot, which was really re-traumatizing her. And it made it really difficult for her to trust these new caseworkers who were supposed to help her deal with some very personal and emotional family problems. In Hansen's case, she and her siblings were able to find a permanent home with their grandparents, but not every foster child is so lucky. The Child Welfare League reported that children with only one caseworker are able to find a permanent living situation like 74% of the time. But the more caseworkers that get involved, the worse things get. The permanency rate drops to 17% with just two caseworkers per case, and then it drops down to 0.1% for children who had six or more caseworkers like Hansen did.
So what's leading to this high turnover rate of caseworkers?
So I actually don't know for sure. I spent a few months trying to speak with former or current caseworkers, and a lot of them are just not comfortable speaking about their experiences in the industry. And that's not uncommon. I've talked to other people within the foster care industry, and they've also struggled to get caseworkers to speak with them on the record about what's going on. That said, the Department of Human Resources reports that there are more than 150 caseworker vacancies in Alabama. Staff added that each caseworker has an average of 15 cases at a time with an average salary of just under $50,000 a year. When I spoke with people who have experience in the system, they say this is not enough, and they argued that caseworkers are overworked, underpaid, and undertrained.
Okay, then how does this problem get fixed?
So caseworkers could use a lot more support and backing from the state. The University of Chicago did a study that found that burnout and low pay are some major factors contributing to caseworker turnover. Caseworking in foster care is emotionally intensive work, and when it's taking up all of your time, your mental health can really suffer, especially if you're not well prepared for it. One thing to note is that the Department of Human Resources reports that it is really focused on improving its training programs so that new caseworkers are better prepared to handle the serious situations they are assigned to handle and to better respond to the trauma that children in foster care are dealing with.
Thank you, Noelle Annan, for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
That was WBHM's Noelle Annan talking to WBHM's Kelsey Shelton. They spoke about the struggle to keep foster care workers on the job in Alabama.